Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Yes, we've had a little morning rave, and now it's time for a morning read. Morena, Nate.
Morning.
How are you?
Good. I feel a bit weird coming off that.
Sorry, the energy's a little bit hectic.
It was a bit hectic out there, but you've got a book. This seems like a bit of a hectic book as well.
It is a very hectic book, so maybe thematically that kind of links together a bit, but yeah. It's a super weird book with a lot happening in it. Mm. It's a book called Vigil by George Saunders. So he's one of the kind of big living writers. He won the Booker Prize for a book called Lincoln and the Bardo back in, I think, 2017.
Right.
Which works in similar spaces to this one. So that one was essentially Abraham Lincoln mourning his dead son in this liminal space between life and death and ghost. And this one, his first novel since that, is similar. It's essentially a dying oil tycoon who is awful, and a spirit called Jill Blaine, who has made it kind of her mission to give people comfort and when they're entering that kind of final window between life and death, which, as George Saunders writes, is a very kind of malleable space of kind of disconnection from the body, floating through your life, starting to see, I guess, the other side of what there is in life. Mm. And she's, Jill Blaine is kind of an expert at this. It's her, I think they say it's her 343rd person. And the opening of the novel, which is quite great, is just her, hurtling down from the sky and landing in a field, and then, starting to get her, business casual outfit on and walk into this, and walk into this manor house.
Okay.
But you get the sense that this oil tycoon, KJ Boone, is not someone like she's ever had before, and partly because he is so awful, and as she starts to kind of prepare him for the other side, you also get these other spirits start to enter the picture, particularly this nameless French guy who seems to have had some part in the invention of the engine or oil. And their essentially goal is not to provide comfort, but to force a reckoning of what this character has done to the world and make him see kind of the harm he's caused while he's been on Earth, of which he is completely unwilling to see. He is arrogant, he is can't look at himself, is completely confident in his own superiority. And I mean, I'm sure we've all probably met some older men who are quite similar to that. That might be a familiar story. But it's a weird novel, and parts of it I didn't quite think worked, because on the surface, it should be an example of climate fiction, but that focus doesn't quite work like it perhaps should. The section on kind of oil and CEOs is all quite obvious, kind of that same material that you would see in many other books, the dialogue around personal culpability versus collective responsibility, the idea that yes, the oil CEO is awful, and he's awful throughout the book. It's not really a redemption arc, but in a way, that personal kind of honing in on him means the whole system isn't really analysed in a way it perhaps could be.
Yeah.
But where I think this book really actually does work, and the part I found very interesting, was you would think the oil tycoon would be the central character. Think kind of A Christmas Carol, Ebenezer Scrooge. You'd think he would be the main focus of this novel, but it's actually Jill Blaine, the spirit, who's this kind of normal, died when she was 22. She would died in the 1960s in a small town in Indiana.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of the really interesting stuff about this book comes in. And I think the questioning that George Saunders does about who we are and what makes us self is she is very kind of wedded to this idea that you give empathy to people because the choices we make are kind of predetermined. And I've read quite a bit of interviews on George Saunders who said essentially part of this book is a questioning of how much personal culpability can you give to a life and how much is it a series of factors that cascade that are fairly inevitable?
Wow.
And
nature versus nurture sort of debate.
That's deep.
Exactly. Mm. And it is. I think that part does work. And Jill Blaine, you can see her struggle. She refers to herself as kind of enlightened. Mm. And then over the course of this book, the struggle to emphasise with this awful man who is nothing but rouge, and you see the kind of, they interact, and there's this hilarious bit where he goes, like, oh, by the way, like, how did you die? And she starts this very tragic story, and he's just like, oh, actually, I don't care anymore. Yeah, he's awful. And you can see that struggle in her to kind of feel that empathy, but at the same time feel that feeling that anger again in a way returns her to the state that she was when she was alive.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this kind of battle of human or spirit. And I think it's a very interesting idea because I think particularly in the modern kind of day, we hear a lot about stuff like politics of kindness and empathy. And I think it's a really interesting book in it. Questions and doesn't actually give you an answer, which, to be fair, a lot of the best fiction doesn't, of how much strength can you get with kindness when it doesn't come with a bit of, I don't know, anger?
Yeah, totally. Oh, that's fascinating. I mean, it does bring to question, like, something I think about a lot is, like, someone out there has got to be the worst person in the world. And I'm always like, who could it be? And maybe this is
I got a few ideas.
Yeah.
Who it could be. This sounds fascinating. Sounds like a lot of sort of big questions regarding mortality and morality.
Good and evil.
Good versus evil, that's the one.
Yeah.
So perhaps a good read for anyone who's feeling a bit deep at the moment.
I would say that, but also, which I should add, George Saunders, as a writer, is very absurdist.
Right.
So you get these deep ideas, but... And when you talk about spirits and angels, that's quite a heavy concept. But they're the type of spirits which are really powerful, but also can spend 5 minutes attempting to walk past a hedge and like accidentally fall into a sewer system. So you get these kind of moments of comedy. So it's not, and it's quite a swim book, but it's kind of shot through with these quite deep ideas, but also moments of kind of absurdist kind of satire. And
that's a nice way to break it up, eh?
Yeah.
The heavy stuff.
I feel like you'd need a bit of a rest at times. It is quite a short book, not long at all.
Oh yeah, it's tiny. And that, I think, is another good thing. I like a book that you can finish in an afternoon, and this very much is that type of book.
Mm. We've got a great text from someone citing the lesson from the Terminator movies, is no fate but what you make. However, the hero's path is to make a destiny that is worthy.
Okay, awesome.
So, mic drop.
It's a great quote.
We're talking about Vigil by George Saunders. Saunders, is that how you say it?
Saunders.
Saunders.
I think so. Yes.
Saunders. On the shelves now at Time Out.
Yes, yeah.
Wonderful. Hey, thanks so much, Nate.
Thanks
for having me.
Always a pleasure to chat books with you. Get out there to Time Out Bookstore, everyone, and pick up a Puka Puka this week. Thanks, Nate.
Thanks.
That was Loose Reads.